with Brendan and Kirsty from Jog Scotland, and we've got well, it's the first jog we've been done with, but we've got a goal ahead, haven't we? I mean, that the idea is that although we did survive, how far did we jog today, actually?
We would have covered just under a kilometre in total.
Right, what's that, an imperial measurement?
That's about 0.6 of a mile.
Well, you see, that's great for a first jog. Over half a mile, I'm going
Absolutely.
To use that, you know, 0.1 of a mile.
Positive thinking,
yes. But, okay, I'm going to work towards obviously getting fitter, and there's a goal, though, isn't there, to try and get me so that I don't collapse, to do what?
Well, we find that it's really important at an early stage for the joggers that come along to us to set themselves a goal that's easily achievable but is measurable and that we can work towards. It's very, very good for their inspiration and just their general motivation. So we identified, along with yourself, the Jog Scotland 5-kilometre challenge, which is on the 26th of June, and it runs out of Inverleith Park and up round the Botanics, and it's one of the very, very few occasions that you get to run in such lovely surroundings. Mm. And I was saying to Catherine earlier on, your jogging pal, that the people that come along to that are just tremendous, from all walks of life and from all ability groups. There will be run walkers there, people just walking and running, okay. As well as those that would appear to be sprinting slightly as well. So
that's an end run. What about other runs? Are you doing them right across the board, from Shetland to the borders?
Right across. We've got 5 venues this year. It's the 5th year of the challenges, so 5 venues, 6 runs. They've got them in the borders, in Edinburgh, Glasgow, Moree up in the Highlands in Aberdeenshire as well.
Excellent, there's no excuse, and as I say, you know, if I can do it, anyone can. So thank you, we'll see you next Friday, firming up and feeling great. Thank you, bye.